Okay, it's going. First question, random question. Did you name your band after the 1983 Soviet film?
My last name.
It is your last name. Is it a very popular Soviet last name?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, where do you get the term post-apocalyptic gypsy punk? Never heard it. Can't really say that I feel there's any punk influences in your band. Where does this come from?
It was an early fan of ours that coined it, and I thought it was interesting, so I stuck with it. As for punk, I mean, it's punk in the sense that we don't give a fuck what people think.
Punk ethics, yeah. That's what's up. Okay, you've said before, you in general, that your music has been classified as a mood or a motive. What mood are you in tonight? Or what is your motive?
My mood tends to change and shift many times throughout the night.
As any woman's does.
Hopefully by tonight I'll be in a space, in a headspace. But I have to get in a really intense headspace to really enjoy playing a show. If I'm kind of checked out, it's not going to be good. So, you know, I'd love it if someone would beat me up a little bit before we go on. Maybe I'll get really
mad at Roy. I'm your girl.
Perfect. You look like you could beat someone
up. We can do some wrestling.
I think you could help me. You could be a server.
Like, oh, woman today.
Emotionally beat me up. You know, like, tell me I can't do something. Put me down.
Oh. Call me a cunt. You were the worst in high school. I can smell your vagina from here. It's horrible.
That's a good one. I really like that one, actually. We've spoken about this. Yeah. That's like the worst thing
about
to
your
say.
Smelly vagina.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's like that is the worst thing to say to a woman.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's horrifying. It's horrifying. Thank you.
I read
I'm
it.
I'm mad now.
Yeah. I'm out. This interview is over. You guys have been touring a lot recently to promote Chrysalis, your newest album. How's your tour going?
Been on the road for splendid.
Yeah.
We're excited to be playing in our hometown too.
We're playing in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're finally playing there after a long stint of being on the road. And we're also looking forward to opening for AFI.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What's been the best stop in your tour so far, and why?
Well, we've been on tour on and off. I think that I personally love playing in Mexico. We opened for 30 Seconds to Mars, and those crowds were incredible. It was like 15,000 people just completely invested in music. They love dark, moody music out there. Their souls can sense it.
Yeah.
It resonates, yeah.
Me too. Definitely Mexico. Australia was cool too, I guess.
We had an incredible light show too.
Did you hold koalas?
We did. We didn't hold them. We were going to, then we got there and it seemed a little too like staged and proppy, so we decided not to hold
them. It's super staged, but I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I'm holding a koala.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we watched people hold them.
They were very cute.
Yeah.
Okay. You have said that you're a highly sensitive person. We're all plagued in some degree. How are you affected by the crowd, especially at a punk rock show where people are not at all sensitive? How does that affect you as a sensitive person?
I would say that I disagree that people are not sensitive at a punk show. I mean, to me, sensitivity is defined as people that can feel, whether that's based in angst or that's based in feeling soft, a certain softness and wanting to crawl in a corner and cry. Both come from the same space. It's just somebody that is emotional and vulnerable to being affected by their outsides, I suppose. So I react well to a crazy crowd. I mean, if everyone's speaking over the music, that is not necessarily very respectful, and I don't enjoy that. But if people are just amped and ready to see something that hopefully makes them feel alive, I'm cool with that.
And then now you've always also said in an interview, I mean, I couldn't find much information about you guys except for previous interviews, But you said that you were scared of living in Los Angeles, in the city proper, to the point where you got agoraphobia and wouldn't leave your house. Are you still in Los Angeles, and are you still plagued by agoraphobia?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that affect your daily life?
I have a lot of trouble just going to the store. Roy actually is monumental in my day-to-day life, because sometimes, most of the time, all the time, I just can't get myself to, you know, go and get shampoo. I can't do it. For whatever reason, I'm in a certain headspace, I can't leave my place, and I'll call Roy and he will truly
please buy me tampons. Where whereabouts in Los Angeles are you living?
Sorry, I needed a moment. I live in Glassell Park.
Glassell Park. Never heard of it. Is it more upscale, ghetto?
It's near, like, what is it near the?
It's beautiful.
Eagle Rock, in the hills near Eagle Rock.
There's a lot of. It's an artsy community, actually. Surprisingly artsy.
Awesome. So it's getting better, maybe?
Is it getting better?
Yeah.
What, my agoraphobia?
Yeah.
No.
Not at all. Does that help your creative process to be just in your own space?
I'm not sure yet.
I know it's super hard for me to write and do album, you know, do radio shows. It's super hard for me. Like, when anyone's around, I prefer just silence.
Oh, I definitely can't write when people are around. That's for sure. I suppose it helps me create in some way. If I'm going to socialize, I have people come to me in my space. I like to have people. I like to create a homey, comfortable environment where people can come and be a part of that instead of putting myself in.
Out in dangerous situations, LA is super dangerous. You were a dancer as a child. Do you incorporate this into your shows at all?
Sometimes I end up bending backwards, and I think that's probably something only a dancer could have the flexibility to do.
And then let's see, you guys play all kinds of instruments, harp, mandolin, like, I mean, the list goes on and on. How long have you guys all been playing instruments, and are you all self-taught or lessons? How does that work?
I've been playing for 24 years.
And you're the cellist?
Yeah.
And your name?
Adele.
Adele.
My dad taught me cello. My mom is also a musician, and my brother plays cello, so it's kind of a family affair sort of thing.
Do you get together and have a family jam session?
We used to, yeah. Growing up, we would play quartets every, like, Tuesday night was our, like, quartet night at home.
That's cool.
So dorky.
That's cool.
But it was really cute, and I loved it.
And how did that bond you with your family? Is it something, are you guys still close?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still play music together?
Yeah, my brother lives in L.A. I live in Phoenix, and we're playing a show together in Phoenix in November or something, where we're going to play duets together. And
where's that at?
At Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix, yeah.
Well, Phoenix fans, look out for that. And where did you get started in music?
I come from like a jazz drumming background. I went to study university for that. But everything else is kind of self-taught. Cassandra and I will play a bunch of other stuff that's mostly self-taught. I guess I learned a little bit of piano and stuff in school, but drums is my main background.
I've heard you're the percussionist master. So you kind of write the lyrics, and then he kind of puts the percussion with the lyrics. How does your writing sessions usually go?
I'll typically write a song, the basis of the song. It'll be me writing on piano, or me writing on guitar, or auto harp, or harp, or something like that. And then I'll send it to him, and we'll decide where we want to go for the production of it. He does all the percussion. A lot of it, yes.
So you typically write the lyrics, and then he kind of forms some sort of outline, and then you
go
from
there? Not just the lyrics, also some of the music.
And now you guys play all kinds of different instruments, from cello, harp, mandolin, guitar. How long have you guys been playing, and are you all self-taught?
I'm self-taught.
I've been playing for 20 plus years.
I've only been playing for like 3. Yeah.
So I'm 3, 4. Self-taught on some and studied on others, but been playing for a while.
And you on the cello?
I've been playing cello for 23 years, but I started violin at 3, so I'm playing.
Yeah, that's enough information. Yeah.
Was it easy to transgress over to the
cello?
Yes.
I have no idea, because I was 3 years old, so I don't know.
True. Yeah. All right, what instruments do you play in a live show, and which ones are pre-recorded? Like, I know you can only play a certain amount of instruments at one time. What do you usually do as far as during your show? What do you play, and then what's pre-recorded?
We play piano live, drums live, cello live, vocals live, and other things are on trigger. They're triggered.
Yeah, there's not. Some things are pre-recorded. There's more that are triggered. Like sometimes you'll hear a harp, you won't see a harp on stage, but it's actually being triggered from a keyboard. Things like that. So it's not necessarily a track. It's just it's
pre-recorded.
It's been sampled,
but you played it originally.
Yeah.
Awesome. What instruments are you playing live tonight?
All of those.
Yeah.
Everyone we can find. Okay, cool.
You might hear an anvil or two, but it's not an actual anvil. It's
some sort of a drum beat type thing. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Let's see. What was the last album you individually listened to?
I'm not good with titles, but I listened to a PJ Harvey album recently.
Last album I listened to, this is going to sound really pompous, but just fresh, like getting, I listened to our record, like just getting prepared for our show. That sounds really pompous.
I mean, that was the last thing I listened
to. Yeah,
I mean, like an entire album. I've listened to many songs in between then.
Yeah.
But it's as far as the album.
As far as listening to a whole album, I don't remember when I sat down to listen to an album other than our own to prepare for a show.
I mean, the last album that I listened to was a Cole Porter songbook that Ella Fitzgerald did.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Oh, you know what? That's actually, that triggers mine. Mine was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong record on LP.
That
some vinyl back in my apartment.
Fuck yeah, vinyl.
Very good influences.
That was the last full album I listened to.
Me too.
Get our Ella on.
Get some.
Now let's see. You've been on tour, Riot Fest. You've played with rock bands, metal bands, punk bands, all kinds of bands. What has been the favorite band, your favorite band to tour with, and why?
I really enjoyed Crosses. I really liked their sound. They sounded amazing live. I enjoyed touring with all of the bands, but Gogo Bordello was another one that was amazing.
Super nice guys.
And they're
yeah.
really nice.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
I like all of them, but I think like live show wise, I really liked Gogo Bordello and Crosses.
And you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with all that. I mean, the purely on the spectrum of the shows, the 30 Seconds to Mars shows were big, and the crowds were really enthusiastic in Mexico.
And Jared was.
And Jared was cool.
He was cool with us. He was really nice.
Yeah.
But so it's hard. I mean, they're all the certain fits were better musically, but they were all cool.
No problems on the road.
No,
we have a great time on the road. The Crosses tour, we had a tour bus, and we just fucking, that was so
we
fun.
We loved it.
Yeah.
So good.
And then is Crosses your favorite band that you've toured with so far?
I mean, I don't feel like I even want to say that I have a favorite band
right.
that we've toured with. It's
right.
just kind of
just as far as like not like I love this band the most, but like what has been the funnest as far as like hanging with, being on the road on a daily basis.
I guess the tour bus tour was
yeah.
the funnest
yeah.
that we've had together as a band.
Yeah.
And
was it just you three inside the tour bus?
And our manager.
Yeah.
And your manager?
And the tour manager.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of bonding.
Yeah.
All right. What's next for you guys?
Well, we're going to continue touring. We're opening for AFI, doing
Austin City Limits,
Booty Fest,
Life is Beautiful Fest,
Sunset Strip. We're working on the next album.
Nice.
We have a video coming out soon.
I read about that. So your new album came out, April?
Yes.
And so you're already mostly written the next album?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific date or time frame that you're looking at?
No, it's the basic of the basics of the songs that are written. We've got to arrange.
Master, produce, that sort
yeah.
of thing.
Don't
How
we
long does that...
cut in. We probably should wrap it up like in the next minute or so.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Any last words then for your fans? Or what is next for you guys?
Keep a lookout for the video, I would guess, right? That's the next.
Yeah.
The video, and what's the name of the song?
Sunshiny Milk.
Sunshiny Milk. YouTube?
Yes.
And where can people go to buy your music?
They can go on iTunes or on our website, right?
Website.
Amazon.
Go listen to Spotify for free.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
You'll
and
be
everywhere.
There. Okay. Well, we're here at Riot Fest. We hope you guys have a great show tonight. And thank you so much for talking
thank
with Green
so
Light
much.
Radio.
Thanks.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.